It's Wildcat Wednesday at 106.5 FM WKDZ as we continue to raise money for the Tree County High School Athletic Program and the latest sport to make a stop in, the Tree County High School Baseball Program, coached by Tyler McGann. He's got some of his players here today. Coach, good morning to you.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate you having us on.
Appreciate you being here. You were one of the first programs affected by this in the spring. I know there was a lot of will we or won't we until you finally got word that you won't be playing in the spring. And I know that was hard for you. It's hard for the players. It's hard for the parents as well. But from a program perspective, how, as a coach, how have you bounced back? And just talk about what you're looking forward to for this upcoming spring season.
Well, you're right about that, Scott. You know, we put in all the work in the fall. You know, being a spring sport, we start early in the fall, we go through the winter, and then in the spring we really get going. So we had played a scrimmage the previous Saturday. We're gearing up to play another scrimmage on Thursday. Weather actually got us. We had to move it to Friday. And then, of course, on Friday, they shut the whole world down. One day before our annual Meet the Wildcats banquet, which is a big deal for us. It's a big community fundraiser that we do, and so it's great to get the community involved and kids and their parents, and we have an auction, and so it's a fun time for us. It's also a huge fundraiser, so it's something that, you know, we look forward to every year. And then we play on Tuesday, gets canceled. And so this spring, one thing that we were talking about in the parking lot actually, and have talked about multiple times since then, is just the hope that we had, kind of what you mentioned, that when they told us we were having a dead period until the date that they had given us, we had hope that maybe they'll look back and they'll say that there's enough evidence to allow us to play. And so that hope kind of held us on. And then once they told us, hey, you know, we're going to indefinitely cancel the season, it was heartbreaking, you know, for me as a coach, but more so especially for my boys. You know, I want them to get to be on the field and get to put in that hard work that they've done and get to see that. So it was heartbreaking for all of us. But, you know, we bounce back, and there's not a whole lot we can do. That's something that I really try to teach the boys, life lessons. And this is a big life lesson. Sometimes things are just out of your control. You can only do what you can do. And so kind of like what you said, our mental state of getting back into this season and refocusing on this year is what we're really trying to focus on this year.
Yeah, I had one of my kids point out to me one time that, Dad, have you ever noticed that life lessons don't come from good things?
Right.
And that's pretty much true. You know, you learn a life lesson because something not so good happened. But you talked about that. You not only lost your season, but you lost your fundraiser
right.
for the season
exactly,
as well.
Exactly, yes. It was, you know, that's something we count on every year to let us have the things that we have. We fundraise very hard throughout the year, but that's our big fundraiser, like I said, in terms of dollars. But more so, like I said, it's a community event, and it's a time for us to fellowship and kind of get prepared on the season for the upcoming season. And we would have played on that Tuesday. And so it was a bummer all around. It's the nicest way I can say it, I guess.
Now, how many seniors do you expect to have coming back on your team for this 2021 season?
So we have six seniors coming back this year. And so, you know, of course, I'll let them talk here in just a minute. But we've got six guys coming back so far. You know, maybe somebody will show up out of the blue, kind of like Mr. Pekka did last year as a junior. And so we always welcome any unexpected people that come up. But as of right now, we've got about six.
Do you anticipate, or have you already seen a little more urgency out of the players wanting to maybe do a little more work than maybe they would have the last couple of years?
Oh, for sure.
Because they may not know if they're going to have a season or not.
For sure. I think that definitely for a player has to, and I'll let them speak to this, but has to come to your mind of, I've really got to get focused because I want to make this happen. These guys don't want to miss two seasons. Unfortunately, our seniors last year, you know, missed their season, but you hate to miss two seasons, especially one of them being your junior and then your senior year, of course. So there's definitely a sense of urgency. We want to make sure we are getting the work in with missing as much as we did. And, of course, a lot of these guys played summer ball, and some of them are playing other sports right now. But once it's time to get going and get in the weight room and get on the field and do some different things, we're ready to rock and roll.
Introduce us to the players you have here today.
So we've got five of our six seniors here today. We've got Joe Pekka, Bryce Cunningham, Trey Carr, Grayson Grissom, and Andrew Williamson.
All right. Well, we're just going to go right around the table here and start with Joe, because you're right next to the coach. That's what you get for sitting next to the coach. But Coach said you came out of last year, didn't get to play, obviously, because of COVID. So what do you want to get done your senior year? And then how are you approaching this, knowing that you may or may not play?
We want to go into our senior year And, you know, try to play the whole season. You know, we're trying to come back and, you know, take what we could from last year and play for the guys who didn't get to play. You know, we practiced with them all year. Well, they did more than I did. So we're just trying to bounce back and hopefully have a whole season and show with the younger, you know, provide an example for the younger guys that we can stick together and get through the whole season.
Bryce Cunningham, yep, step on in there. Bryce, what are some things you've learned through all of this that you think will make you not only better on the field but off the field?
Well, I think it's made me a lot mentally stronger just from having the season ripped away from us and just having all that happen at the same time and just knowing that, all right, I got to stay focused. There's still probably going to be a season next year. Just be mentally stronger, staying in the house all the time. You got to just keep your mind sane, always be doing something, getting better.
All right. Thank you, Bryce. Trey Carr. Trey, one of two golfers in the room. So Trey is getting to participate in a season right now, golf season, part of the Wildcat golf team. How important has that been for you to be able to get out and do something and play a sport? Golf is one of the ones that's been going from the beginning. So how important is it for you to kind of put what happened in the spring behind you and now be able to go out and play golf here in the fall?
It means a lot to be able to play golf right now. It's, I mean, in baseball is one of my two favorite sports, and I mean, getting to participate in both of them, it means a lot. Just being able to stay focused and go through all this stuff that's going on right now.
A lot of anticipation, because I know you want to play in the spring and not lose a second second season to this. Do you anticipate your work habits maybe changing a little bit to get better prepared?
Yes and no. I mean, you need to stay focused, practice during the off season, and just stay mentally focused and stay strong.
All right, thank you. Grayson Grissom is the other golfer in the room. Had a good day yesterday at the Murray Country Club. And kind of the same question for you, Grayson. You know, you're getting to do something now. Does that kind of help you from a mental standpoint as you look forward to baseball, knowing that, you know, we were able to get golf in and pretty much go for the whole season?
Well, kind of what Bryce said, I mean, it just kind of gives you something to do, kind of keep your mind focused. Golf's a really big mental game, so, I mean, it really helps just having something to do, and seriously such a difficult sport at that, and it's just really mental and just got to stay focus like Trey and everybody else said, make it through, play for the guys that didn't get to play last year, and hopefully have a pretty good season.
All right. Thank you, Grayson. Andrew Williamson, we'll go alphabetically with you. So you're the last of the seniors to speak. Obviously, we talked about the senior class last past spring that didn't get to play because of COVID. You guys are in the room now. Does something like this bring the senior class closer together and maybe make you closer and help with the team chemistry? Because everybody has to kind of buy in and do the right thing in order for you guys to play.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, talking to some of the seniors last year, getting to know how they felt about the situation we had, it kind of makes you feel for them, you know. Luckily, we're able to have this next year. They weren't, so it kind of just brings us closer together as a team and can help us, you know, just stay strong and together.
With you doing the virtual school to start, does that allow you more time to kind of work on your individual game since you're not in school all day, or maybe the fact that you can work on your individual game by yourself at home?
Yeah, so I only have two classes because of co-op, so, I mean, it definitely allows me to have more time. At home, I get my schoolwork done faster. I'm not having to sit in school all day. So once I'm done with my work, I can go do all my other things that I got to do, you know. I can just go out to the field anytime after I'm done with my work and try to just practice on my craft.
There you go. Andrew Williamson talking with us. Coach McGann, you talked about the fundraiser that you guys weren't able to have, but I know you guys do the fundraisers throughout the year, and obviously the community, big part of that, and I know you want to you know, thank the community for the support that not only have they given you in the past, but what's coming up now.
Of course, yeah. We couldn't do it without the community. And one thing that I love about a small town, I grew up in a small town similar to Trigg County, and I've always loved the small town feel and the small town community support. You know, Trigg County has one high school, and so if you live in Trigg County, you go to that school and you support that school, and I love that, to be able to have the community behind us. And always am so grateful for what the community does for us, not only in support financially, but also in support and just talking to the boys and telling them good luck this year and coming to the games. That's such a huge thing for us to look out in the stands and to see people who are not just parents or grandparents, but people who are community members who just want to watch the boys play. We always appreciate that. So I say it a lot, but just always so appreciative of the community and so grateful for the people of Trigg County for what they do for us in so many different ways.